Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Friday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck.
I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me.
I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God.
More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength.
How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see.
Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me, Lord of hosts. Let not those who seek you be dismayed through me, God of Israel.
It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me.
When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes.
Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me.
Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes.
You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find.
For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
As for me, in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up.
I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God, more than oxen, more than beasts, prepared for sacrifice.
The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures.
For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God our Father, to show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather, through the contemplation of his wounds, make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church, and with grateful love for you.
Seek the Lord, and you will live.
The Lord will teach us his ways,
and we will follow in his footsteps.
From the Book of Lamentations. I am a man who knows affliction from the rod of his anger, one whom he has led and forced to walk in darkness, not in the light. Against me alone he brings back his hand again and again all the day. He has worn away my flesh and my skin. He has broken my bones. He has beset me round about with poverty and weariness. He has left me to dwell in the dark like those long dead. He has hemmed me in with no escape and weighed me down with chains. Even when I cry out for help, he stops my prayer. He has blocked my ways with fitted stones and turned my paths aside. A lurking bear he has been to me, a lion in ambush. He deranged my ways, set me astray, left me desolate. He bent his bow and set me up as the target for his arrow. He pierces my sides with shafts from his quiver. I have become a laughingstock for all nations. Their taunt all the long day. He has sated me with bitter food, made me drink my fill of wormwood. He has broken my teeth with gravel, pressed my face in the dust. My soul is deprived of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. I tell myself my future is lost, all that I hoped for from the Lord. The thought of my homeless poverty is wormwood and gall. Remembering it over and over leaves my soul downcast within me. But I will call this to mind as my reason to have hope. The favors of the Lord are not exhausted. His mercies are not spent. They are renewed each morning. So great is his faithfulness. My portion is the Lord, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Good is the Lord to one who waits for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good to hope in silence for the saving help of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke from his youth. Let him sit alone and in silence when it is laid upon him. Let him put his mouth to the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to be struck. Let him be filled with disgrace. For the Lord's rejection does not last forever. Though he punishes, he takes pity in the abundance of his mercies. He has no joy in afflicting or grieving the sons of men. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My enemies hated me for no reason. I said, I am lost. I called for help, O Lord, and you heard my prayer.
You said, "Do not be afraid." You took up my cause and redeemed my life.
For the sake of the name of the Lord Jesus, I am ready not only for imprisonment, but even death.
You said, Do not be afraid. You took up my cause and redeemed my life.
From a sermon by Blessed Isaac of Stella, Abbot. The prerogative of receiving the confession of sin and the power to forgive sin are two things that belong properly to God alone. We must confess our sins to Him and look to Him for forgiveness, since only He has the power to forgive sins. It is to Him that we must make our confession. But when the Almighty, the Most High, wedded a bride who was weak and of low estate, He made that maidservant a queen. He took her from her place behind Him, at His feet, and enthroned her at His side. She had been born from His side, and therefore He betrothed her to Himself. And as all that belongs to the Father, also to the Son, because by nature they are one, so also the bridegroom gave all he had to the bride, and he shared in all that was hers. He made her one both with Himself and with the Father. Praying for his bride, the Son said to the Father, "I want them to be one with us, even as you and I are one." And so the bridegroom is one with the Father and one with the bride. Whatever he found in his bride alien to her own nature, he took from her and nailed to the cross when he bore her her sins and destroyed them on the tree. He received from her and clothed himself in what was hers by nature and gave her what belonged to him as God. He destroyed what was diabolical, took to himself what was human, and conferred on her what was divine. So all that belonged to the bride was shared in by the bridegroom, and he who had done no wrong, and on whose lips was found no deceit, could say, "Have pity on me, Lord, for I am weak." Thus, sharing as he did in the bride's weakness, the bridegroom made his own her cries of distress, and gave his bride all that was his. Therefore she too has the prerogative of receiving the confession of sin and the power to forgive sin, which is the reason for the command, "Go, show yourself to the priest." The Church is incapable of forgiving any sin without Christ, and Christ is unwilling to forgive any sin without the Church. The Church cannot forgive the sin of one who has not repented, one who has not been touched by Christ. Christ will not forgive the sin of one who despises the Church. What God has joined together, man must not separate. This is a great mystery, but I understand it as referring to Christ and the Church. Do not destroy the whole Church by separating head from body, for Christ is not complete without the Church. Nor is the Church complete without Christ. The whole and complete Christ is head and body. This is why he said, "No one has ever ascended into heaven except the Son of Man, whose home is in heaven. He is the only man who can forgive sin." I pray for them, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. I have given them the glory you gave to me,
that they may be one, as we are one.
As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world,
that they may be one, as we are one.
Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.